And this morning we started a brand new series on the one another passages in the Bible, and there are 58 of them. And the one we looked at this morning was love one another. Now there's going to be a connection between my Sunday sermons and my Sunday morning Bible classes. These are going to mesh together. And I wanted to read this in Bible class and I forgot. So I'm going to read it now because it's still very appropriate what we're going to be looking at as we think about the church today or the family of God. And so it's a song that was written by the Hollies. And I'm sure some of you are very familiar with it. And it's titled, The Road Is, He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. It's a really good message. It says, the road is long with many a winding turn that leads us to who knows where, who knows where. But I am strong, strong enough to carry him. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. So walking through life with another person. And so on we go. His welfare is my concern. No burden he is to bear. We'll get there. For I know he would not encumber me. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. If I am laden at all, I am laden with sadness, that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness of love for one another. That's a powerful, powerful point in this song. I'm going to read it again. If I am laden at all, I'm laden with sadness, that everyone's heart isn't filled with the gladness of love for one another. It's a long, long road from which there's no return. While we're on the way there, why not share? Good question. And the road doesn't weigh me down at all. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. He's my brother. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. That's a good song. I actually listened to it a couple times the other day. It's a beautiful, beautiful song. And I have thought about through the years because I lost my brother Warren, who was just about 4.5 years older than I am. He died when he was 15 years old of asthma. And that song has always meant something to me because of him. But anyway, as we think about the church being the body of Christ today, so let me ask you a question. Do you love God? Second question, do you love His church? Do you love His church? Because to love God is to love the things that God loves. So how can we get closer to God? Here's the answer. By being more active in His church. By being more active in the body of Christ. You see, today we have people who say, I want Jesus, but I don't want the church. That makes no sense at all to me. Jesus died for the church. The church was purchased with his blood. And the Bible says He loves the church and He gave Himself for it. And so we should love the church as much as Jesus loves the church. You cannot get closer to God by dropping out of church. People do that, but you can't get closer to God by doing that. You see, we're added to the church by God. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, and the Lord added to the church daily such as were being saved. And so we are one body in Jesus Christ. And so activity in the church promotes proximity to God. That's what happens. When we're engaged in ministering in the church, we're drawing closer to God. We're not drawing closer to God when we drop out. James chapter 4 verse 8 says, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. And so let's, point number one, the church. The church is far from perfect. Scandals and bad experiences have turned people off of the church. No question about it. And they happen all the time. And there's been all kinds of scandals lately. in the religious world. There's been a ton of them, unbelievable scandals. But here's the thing, the church is the family of God. And all of the New Testament churches had major and minor issues. There isn't a perfect one in the Bible. Look at the church at Corinth. And notice how God addresses them to the church of God at Corinth. Not to the fallen away, not to the, you know, the radicals, to the church of God. And yet, when you read that 1 Corinthians, for example, you got disunity, you've got brothers and sisters suing one another, immorality, abuse of the Lord's Supper, denial of the resurrection of Jesus. I mean, if I'd ask you, do you think this is a legitimate church, the body of Christ, the group that God loves, and I named all those things? If I said there's a church down the street doing that, would you think they were the church? Probably not. Probably not. But God says they are the church. They're imperfect, but they're still the church of God. And so the church, good, bad, or ugly, is my family. We are the family of God. And we cannot walk with God apart from walking with His family. You can't. We're called to be in community with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And the attitude that we have toward our church family is the attitude we have toward Jesus. Jesus said that. He said, whatever you do to the least of these, my brothers, you've done it to me. That's Matthew chapter 25. So when we gossip about a brother or sister, we gossip about Jesus. When we are mean-spirited toward a brother or sister, we are mean-spirited toward Jesus. When we are rude toward a brother or sister in Christ, we are rude to Jesus. When we are unloving toward a brother or sister in Christ, we are unloving towards... You see the connection between the church and His people? We try to separate those two, and we shouldn't. He loved the church. He purchased the church. The church is His, and He loves the church. But the flip side is also true, because when we are loving toward a brother or sister, we are loving toward Jesus. When we serve a brother or sister, we are serving Jesus. When we are generous, like you all have been to me, you are generous to Jesus. So whatever we do to the least of these, my brothers, you do it to Jesus. So that's the first point. The second point, the church is a community. It is a fellowship. It is a brotherhood. And so we're not a bunch of isolated individuals. The Bible speaks of saints, not saint. Paul never says to the saint at Corinth, to the saint at Philippi, to the saint at Colossae. It's always to the saints. It's always to the total group of those who make up the family of God. So we are a family. We are a community. We are a brotherhood, the Bible teaches. And so there are no Lone Ranger Christians. All those Lone Ranger believers end up falling away. That's what happened. God calls us to live in community. He never encourages us to live in isolation from our church family. We are never to do this. Christianity is not merely my name on a church roll. And that's the way some people look at it. But it is not that at all. The church is not just an institution among other institutions. We were created for community, living together. And failure to participate in community life reduces the church to a 1 or 2 or 3 hour a week worship society. That's what it does. And we talked about that in my Bible class this morning. Actually, Fern kind of brought up this idea. And so think about that for a moment. If we're not participating in the community of a church, and all we do is come in and go through 5 acts of worship and go home and then repeat that the next week and go home and repeat. It's just a 1 or 2 or 3 hour a week worship society. That's all it is. and it's meaningless. It's not going to give you what you need. You need the community of the church. And so we don't want to turn the church into a 1 or 2 or 3 hour a week service. Tragically, many misguided brethren have done this. And you want to know what the consequences are? They have lost their kids. Because they didn't give their kids anything that was worth holding on to. They missed what Christianity's supposed to be about. Redeemed people living together in community. That's the church. Not seeing each other on Wednesday and Sunday. That is not the church. Christianity is a one another religion. And the passage that was read was Hebrews chapter 10. And he talks about how we've been redeemed by the blood of Christ. And then he says in verse 22, let us draw near. Let us approach God. Let us draw near to God. So we're supposed to be working on our relationship with Him. And then in verse 23, he says, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. Continue to believe. Continue to walk with Jesus. And don't let anyone steer you away. And then verse 24 and 25, this is the passage I think we misunderstand. We think that this says, I need to be here every time the door is open. But we miss the heart of what's here. So let's read it. And let us consider one another. Don't miss those two words. One another, in order to stir up love and good works. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another. Did you see the one another passage in verse 24 and verse 25? These two texts talks about one another. So it's not just be here, but this one another relationship that we have with each other, encouraging one another and spurring one another on. We need that. Because if I don't have that, my walk with Jesus is not going to be what it ought to be. Your walk with Jesus is not going to be what it ought to be. You can't live in isolation and progress in your faith. The church encourages us to come together and be one. All these one another passages tell us that we're supposed to live in community with God's family. Point number 3, the local church. Listen. All we have is the local church. This is where our membership is. This is where we gather. And when Jesus comes back, He's coming back for a church that looks and acts like Jesus. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, He who says he abides in Him ought to walk in the same manner as He walked. And so the church ought to act like Jesus. When the world sees us, they should immediately think of Jesus. When the world comes in and experiences our fellowship, they should think, wow, this is exactly what I read about in the New Testament. This is exactly how Jesus conducted Himself. This is how Jesus lived. You see, a bad attitude toward the church distances us from God. Don't we see that? Don't we see that? This is so important that we see this. That if I have this bad attitude toward the church because someone made me mad or said something that I didn't like, and so now I'm mad at the church, I am not going to progress in my faith if I have a bad attitude like that. So a bad attitude toward the church distances us from God. Quitting and griping and withholding our contribution will accelerate distance from God. That's all that it will. We think we're getting back. We think, well, I'll teach them. No, all you're doing is you're losing ground spiritually. That's what's happening. You can't be up on God and down on His church. You got to be up on both because He died for the church. All we have is the church. And so be active in the church. Love the church. Build your lives in the church. Support the church. Give to the church. And you will draw closer to God. You will. Now, that's not the only activity. We should be reading the Bible. We should be on our knees praying. We should be, you know, engaged in other types of one another relationships, bearing one another and praying for one another and doing all those other things as well. But you will, if you get active in the body of Christ, you will begin to draw close to God. So here's the point. We should be thankful for this here bunch. And I know sometimes we can be mad at this bunch. We can. And so daily we ought to get down on our knees and thank God for this bunch. Because this is our family. This is the body of Christ. Paul, Philippians 1:3 says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. And he says that in all his letters. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Paul always got down on his knees and thanked God for the church of Christ. So the church, with all of its flaws, it's my family. It's your family. And so thank God for his church. Maybe you're not a member of this church. So how do you become a member of the church of Christ? Well, you obey the gospel. In Acts, the second chapter, Peter gets up, preaches the gospel. 3,000 people respond. They repent of their sins and they're baptized. And verse 47 says, and God added them to the church. And he will do the same for you. If you've never obeyed the gospel and you're not in the church, that's all you have to do to respond. It's really simple. It's not difficult at all. And we hope you will respond. And for those of you who may be mad at the church, or maybe you're not as active in the church as you should be, I hope this message this morning will speak to your heart and encourage you to become more active in the body of Christ. Whatever your need is, make it known as we stand and sing.